Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday, y'all.
Happy Thursday, y'all.
Happy Thursday, y'all. How are you doing? I'm doing
so good. Thank you for asking. The sun is shining. Life is beautiful. The sun is really coming out.
La vita è bella.
Say it again.
La vita è bella. Life is beautiful. Remember the movie? I love that movie.
Life is Beautiful with Roberto Benigni. Mm-hmm. I love you.
That's
all.
Right. I stand up on the chair and I always say, get happy.
And he's climbing over chairs and everything. I love you all.
Everyone's like, no, we don't do that. We don't do that at these award shows.
I'm going to kiss everybody. I'm going to slip in a tongue to Sofia Lorena. Did you see my Sergio Franchi playbill?
It's like you're inside my head. Yes, I saw it. And I love that they were like, you know, should we put 9 on that? No, you know what? Let's just put his headshot and make that the playbill.
I see.
That's why
they are coming to see me and the play.
And that concludes my English.
Concludes my English. I know two phrases. I know I am Guido Contini, and I know the buffet is at 9 p.m.
And my next song is
On the Street Where You Live. Sung by me and Imagina Coca.
And I do have his live album, at the Sands. I mean, and he really is like very limited dialogue, but it's very scripted. It's, bless his little heart.
I'm a laugher here and then I ad lib here. Mm-hmm. He even plans his ad libs.
Exactly.
That's a good for me. Oh my God, you know what I just found out? I went to a friend's house and they love Robert Goulet. And he was showing me, like, his album collection. Do you know there's an album called Robert Goulet on Broadway? And it's, like, from the 60s, and it's, like, Goulet, like, leaving a limousine on Broadway. If anyone has this album, please share with me, because I want it in my house.
Is it, like, is he in a tuxedo?
Oh, yeah, he's in a tux.
Of course,
he's like
dressed to the nines.
Yeah, he's dressed to the nines, and he's leaving a limousine, and you see, like, the Broadway marquees behind him. And so it's, like, it's him singing Broadway songs. So if anybody has that, I mean, I'm sure I can find the music somewhere. I want that album.
You want the actual cover. Robin, in his apartment, has this amazing collection of lesser known shows and known shows. But you've got this wall of artwork. And I think you said, I don't know if we told listeners, but he's going to have alphabetical. So A is for Angel, B is for Baker Street, C is, you know, I love that. I think that's great.
Thank you. B is for Ballroom in my version. I debated between. Yeah. Oh my God! You know what I found in my bedroom? I found a Baker Street playbill. The front cover is full color. I have to take a picture and send it to you. It's gorgeous.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely gorgeous. I think they spent a lot of money on it.
From 1965.
From 1965. It's a full color front cover playbill.
What if it's like the opening night playbill or something like that?
I was trying to figure that out, but I feel like on opening night they put like a little seal on it or something.
They do, yes.
Like yeah, and that seal's not on there, so I don't know. Okay. I don't know. So anyway, that's it. You watch a lot of television, Kevin?
I watch not a lot. I don't have cable, so I have antenna television. My favorite thing is also a TV show, but a specific episode. That's so funny.
Oh, mine's a whole television show.
Okay, well, bring it on.
Okay, this actually was recommended to us from one of our listeners, Chad Campbell, and I was like, I should take a watch of this. Let me take a watch of this. I'm going to take a watch of this and see what we got over here. Oh, wow. This is a TV show. Oh, I hurt my voice doing it. I didn't warm up.
Cracking me up. Oh, we didn't do our warm-ups this time, man.
I'm a star. You are a loser. I am a winner. You are a loser. I am a winner.
What is up with that?
Sorry, that's a Come From Away should have won. Come From Away should have won. Come From Away should have won. Okay,
you know how you feel.
That's my exercises.
My goodness. Thank you. What is the TV show?
Bette Midler was overpaid. That's my next one. I'm kidding. She was not. She would have paid more money. Okay, so mine is a television show from 2007. It only had 22 episodes, but listen to this. It was nominated for 17 Emmys the one season it was on. It won 7 of those Emmys. It's the show that when people are like, name a show that got canceled too soon, it's always in the top 3, if not the number 1 show. This is a show that I'm mentioning it today because it stars a lot of Broadway folks in it. It had Kristen Chenoweth. It had Lee Pace. It had Ellen Green, Swoozie Kurtz. And the whole show was narrated by Barnum himself, Jim Dale. The show is called Pushing Daisies. Pushing Daisies. And I watch it, first of all, just to watch it for the art direction alone is miraculous. It is so damn good. And the show is very funny. And there's lots of little musical numbers in it as well. For those of you that don't know the plot, there's a guy named Ned, and he possesses a really, really interesting gift. He has the ability to restore life to the dead with a touch. It's like the King Midas touch. He makes dead things come alive. And what happens is he finds out that he had a childhood sweetheart. And when she died, he can bring her back to life. But now the stipulation is if he ever touches her again, she goes back to being dead.
Hmm.
How cool is that?
Interesting premise.
But yeah, and so Ellen Green and Swoozie Kurtz are in it. They play his like wacky, like agoraphobic aunts. Kristen Chenoweth plays this woman who's like madly in love with him. There's lots of singing. There's lots of dancing. And it's just a really fun, joyous show that is so smart and so clever. Hmm. And it just didn't get the life that it deserved. But the reason I'm mentioning it today is because it is like chock full of musical theater. And the big thing they're trying to do with this show is make it into a stage musical. To actually take one of the episodes and flesh it out for like 2.5 hours and make it a musical. So if you've never watched Pushing Daisies, I encourage you to do so. Like I said, it came out in 2007. It's only one season. But come on, a first season show, it only played one season and it got 17 Emmy nominations and won 7 of those Emmys, including one for Kristen Chenoweth. Please, move on. Get out. Bring it back to us. So anyway, that's mine. Pushing Daisies.
Will we watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, or do you know where you've watched it before?
When I watched it, because I watched it a while ago, I watched it because somebody gave me the DVD.
The DVDs.
Set. Yeah, gotcha. But I kind of have a feeling. I think I want to say it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu.
Right. I always forget about Hulu. Nice.
Hulu's great. Hulu's got a lot of good stuff on there. Yeah, so that's mine. Pushing Daisies, folks.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Well, in the same venue, the same vein of television, I have a specific episode that I would like you to watch. I'm sure a lot of you have watched it before because it's a very, very popular television series, wildly popular. But this one episode I think is honestly one of the funniest episodes. Yes, it's probably because we're musical theater people and they do a musical in this episode. And this is the episode of The Office called Andy's Play. And this is season 7, episode 3, This is Andy, who plays played by the great Ed Helms, who is always singing in all of the Office episodes. He's definitely a singer in real life and definitely has an appreciation for musical theater in real life. But now the local community theater in Scranton is putting on Sweeney Todd. And of course, Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, auditions for it, does not get the role of Sweeney. And Michael Scott is very upset and goes begrudgingly to this community theater performance. But the episode opens with Ed Helms and cast running into the office singing the Ballad of Sweeney Todd. And then the sweet Ellie Klemper, the girl from, what's the show
she's in? She's in Bridesmaids. She's in everything.
Her own show, Kimmy Unbreakable. She plays, his sort of love interest. And she says, halfway through the song, she's like, oh, did you write this? And he's like, no, Stephen Sondheim did, and goes back into singing. And I love that Sondheim gets a shout out. It was almost like they did it. And they were like, well, we have to mention the master himself. And so then when they actually go to see the show, you'll also see the songs Joanna and By the Sea. Of course, shenanigans and the most awkward things happen in the midst of the production because, of course, they couldn't just let it be. But I did read that they were thinking about having it be a real bad production, and they decided, these guys are really good at singing. We're going to try to make this as good as possible. So they really take it very, very seriously. The music sounds really, really good. It's really, really, really funny. I can't. Oh, and then one of the funniest moments is look for when a cell phone goes off in the middle of the scene, and it's Andy's cell phone. I mean, it's Ed Helms, the character who's playing Anthony, and he's like tries to ad lib. So Sweeney's like, is a bird chirping? And then he's like, guys, turn off your phone. And on stage, he's like, oh, it's mine, sorry. And he's like, oh, but I will kill it. I will silence it, just like you killed as well. But I don't know that yet. It's just so. Oh man, you guys, just go watch it. Just remind yourself of how the brilliance of The Office. And if you haven't watched The Office, go for it. It's fun. But this episode, Andy's play takes the cake for me. And I just love that we get a little bit of Sweeney Todd and we get a little bit of comedy at the same time.
My favorite part of that whole episode is when somebody, they're doing it like a really intimate scene, and like somebody knocks a bottle over in the back of the house, and
it's
it's Michael's, and you hear the bottle roll down the aisle, hitting the seats. And I'm like, that is just a little too real. That is just too real.
They're one of those like auditoriums that is like cement floor that we all had growing up, and and he drinks the wine because he's so bitter that he didn't get to play Sweeney. Oh my god,
can you blame him?
So good. I know. Hello.
You know what I thought you were gonna say when you were talking about a TV episode with a musical in it? I thought you're gonna talk about the Golden Girls episode where they do Chicken Little.
That is so amazing. I love that episode. I know exactly what you're talking about, but no, we'll save that for another time.
A piece of blue sky fell onto my head, though wherefore and why is best left unsaid. Okay, I heard a rumor. Do you know who I heard wrote that?
No.
For the episode? Jerry Herman.
I would love that to be true.
That's what I heard. I heard that Jerry Herman wrote it because it was B. Arthur and George Hearn. If they're crediting Jerry Herman, what it probably means is that Strauss and Adams wrote it.
Shade.
Shade. Hello, Dolly. Hello. Shade. Before that parade passes
that's
by.
That's not a secret anymore. Sorry.
No, it's everybody knows at this point that, that's, you know, they who was it?
Bob Merrill. Oh.
I heard a story that Cy Coleman on opening night of Mac and Mabel turned to somebody and said, I love seeing a Jerry Herman show. It's the only show where you can hum the songs before you go into the theater.
It's kind of nice, but kind of a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. Just shady. Shady. Yeah. So much shade.
Songwriters really like the dog on Jerry Herman. I mean, real craft songwriters. You know, I mean, of course, Cy Coleman is also famous for like rewriting his songs every 5 minutes. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna like this. I can do it like this.
I can do this.
And they're like, just pick one, Cy. Just pick one.
I think it's because, I don't know. I mean, it's when he did that thing at the Tony Awards in '84 when he was like, yes. People say the good old fashioned musical is dead. Well, it's alive and well at the Palace. You're like, I see you.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. You want some tea? You want some?
Sorry, we didn't all love Grand Tour as much as you did, but we'll sorry about that. Marianne. Is Ron Holgate still alive? We should get him. We should get him on the show.
Yeah.
I would. Ron, are you listening?
Ron, have your people call my people.
And my people is me.
Rob, it's Rob, actually.
Or leave a message at Cosmic Diner.
right, just pass them a note. And they'll
That's how I'll know when Dolly. I make it, when I come in and someone's like, message for you, Rabun Kozmik.
Telegram for
Rob. Telegram? I got a telegram? on the phone for Rob Schneider is William Morris Agency. Oh, it's for me. I'll take it in the bag. Thanks, Tony.
The usual spot. Thanks.
My usual spot. I want an office there, and I want an office at Burger King. And if I can get those two things, I'm going to be the happiest man on earth.
Work on that.
Thanks, pal. That's all I care about. Okay, so watch Pushing Daisies, and then once you're done that, to cleanse your palate,
go over to the office and watch Andy's play. Great episode.
That's such a good idea. All right, till next time.
Bye, y'all.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.